New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced an emergency executive order on Sunday to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarette and vaping products. That says the number of New Yorkers sickened with a lung disease that's related to some black market marijuana vaping products has risen to 60. But the state's vaping industry says their nicotine products are safe and should not face stricter regulations. Karen DeWitt reports.
Spike Babayan is on the board of the New York State Vapor Association and an owner of four electronic cigarette stores. She says ending the sale of flavored e-cigarettes and allowing only non-flavored ones would also be a mistake.
Less than 5% of people use tobacco flavors. So 95% would not have access to the products that they depend on to keep from smoking.
Babayan says customers don't want products that taste like cigarettes because they're trying to keep away from smoking.
Most people don't want to be reminded of what a cigarette tastes like. A lot of us haven't smoked in more than 5 or 10 years.
The American Vaping Association, in a statement, says in the history of the U.S., prohibition has never worked and would only strengthen black market sales.
Karen DeWitt reporting.